Hey, listeners, it's your host, Destiny. Welcome or welcome back to Reflection of Destiny podcast. And before I get into episode 33, I have to do a recap on episode 32. So episode 32 was, does dick size matter? And I had asked the question, does dick size matter? So yeah, I had posted the question on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, of course, when I had published the podcast episode and tried to promote it on social media or whatnot. And I had got some response on my Instagram. And one person on my Instagram says yes and no, depends on a lot of other things. And then I agreed with her and I had told her that, true, I understand what you mean. I'll take an average one, LOL. That's what I had responded back. And then another person on my post, another person had said, you funny. And then I just laughed and said, I know I can be a clown sometimes. And then a third person had commented and said, the crying laughing faces. And I had got another response from a friend that I was talking to, and the friend was like, they almost spit out their drink because they heard the little snippet of episode 32. And I thought it was pretty funny and stuff too. So if you haven't checked out episode 32, then you should go listen to it. And the I got an episode all on my mind now, but if you haven't listened to the episode, go listen to episode 33 and you can come back to this one. And yeah, so while we're on episode 33, let's talk about the topic. And the topic of this episode is rushing into relationships. Now, rushing into relationships isn't always the best decision that you can make. You know how you just instantly connect with someone and you want to jump right into a relationship with them because they're so perfect, like everything is just right. And maybe they come into your life when you've been single for a long period of time and you be like, you know what, I got to know this person good enough for this little bit of time and we just clicking and vibing and stuff, we should just have a relationship, let's see how this goes and stuff like that. But we get all so hyped up and stuff because we find a boo, oh, they so perfect, they so this and that. But the thing that we need to remind ourselves is this a test to see if we can handle somebody new coming into our life? Is this person temporary or is this really your person? And during this phase and stuff, you're crushing real hard on the person. So, of course, you want to be in a relationship too. And you know how you be so deep into a topic and you be trying to talk and think all at once, you get all tongue-tied? That's what happens to me all the time. But anyways, like I was trying to say, was developing feelings so fast can get you in some mess. Now, some of us always run off our emotions. See, I'm an emotional person, so at times I do stuff off of emotion, but I'm kind of getting in the habit of trying to control it. But when you run off your feelings and emotions, sometimes it's not the best way to, you know, make a decision or make choices and stuff when it comes to certain things. For example, like we're talking about relationships and stuff, because sometimes our feelings can have us blind from a person's true colors and stuff like that. And that's why I feel like you should take your time and getting to know somebody that you're interested in. Even though time frames of getting to know someone doesn't always help avoid crazy relationships, but it's still good to just go with the flow a little bit more. And even if you're going with the flow, please, 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 please make sure that you talk to the person and y'all put it out there what you want out of a relationship and your clear intentions with each other. Because one person might be on one track of wanting to have something more, and then the other person, say they're going with the flow and maybe want something more, but maybe not around the same time frame that you might want something. So just to make sure that everything is very mutual and y'all have good communication between each other. Because, you know, when you get into this whole thing where you like this person and jump right into a relationship, and then when y'all start like having this relationship, y'all start to see that things not working out as you thought it would. And yeah, that can really, really, really mess up everything. And, you know, that's why, like I said, we should take our time. But I also said that even taking your time in certain time frames still don't determine who a person truly is or are and stuff like that. And honestly, I feel like you need to get mentally prepared for a relationship because relationships are not as simple as you think, especially if you're trying to get into a serious relationship. You can't just be so quick on making choices. It's all about coming together, compromising, and stuff like that. You know, I'm having deja vu even saying that because I feel like on the first episode of my podcast, when I was talking about relationships, I did say something like that. And yeah, if y'all haven't listened to that episode, go back to that episode and listen to that too. And like I was saying, yeah, relationships can be a handful, and most of us don't even realize it until we actually experience a real one or a couple past relationships. And you know, with our past relationships, we're supposed to learn from anyway. And I know by me being young and stuff, with my first serious relationship with my last boyfriend and stuff like that, we was like little friends, you know, going to the phase of getting to know each other and talking to each other and stuff like that. And I feel like as a child, maybe I jumped into a serious relationship too quick. First of all, I was like a teenager, 15, 16. Yeah, I think I was like, yeah, 15, 16, around that time when I'm trying to have an adult relationship and stuff, you know, all that little puppy love type stuff. And, you know, I messed up with just jumping into something like that being so young. And as I'm 21 years old now, looking back, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I can go back in time and change a couple of things. But at the same time, I don't regret that relationship that I was in because it taught me a lot. But at the same time, I felt like as a child, I rushed into a serious relationship without even understanding what I was getting myself into, even though I was mature for my age. But you know, the older you get, the wiser you're supposed to get too. And I wisened up as years went by and, you know, learned the difference between, you know, relationship between teenagers and a relationship as you get into being an adult and stuff like that. And before I get further into my discussion, let's take a mini break and I'll be right back after the sponsor message. Okay, back to the episode topic. And if y'all hear this little buzzing noise in the audio, I apologize. I don't know what's going on with my mic right now. Like before, I went on break, everything sounded fine. Now it sounds crazy. But anyways, let's get deeper into this topic. So, when you rush into a relationship, just think about this scenario. For the first month, you're in heaven, you're in love with your partner, whatnot. And then later on in the next few months, you see how things start to get rocky. Both of you seem to argue about every single thing. And you start to notice a couple of things that you didn't notice before. And it could be like simple stuff. Let's say, for example, oh, they leave their clothes on the floor every time they come home for work and stuff. When they trying to take off their work clothes and stuff, they leave it on the floor and don't pick it back up. Basically, they're a slob, and you didn't notice that before because you was into them. And then as y'all seem to be around each other even more, you just started saying, damn, I can't even talk again. You start to notice the little things, and then as you start to notice the little things, now you start realizing the even bigger problems and getting back into reality and thinking to yourself, do I really want to be with this person? Did I make the wrong move? And just think about this, it's never too late to get out of a relationship, especially if y'all just boyfriend and girlfriend and not actually a husband and wife. It's easier to get out of a boyfriend and girlfriend type of relationship than a whole marriage. But at the same time, I don't want to make it seem like I'm just making a boyfriend girlfriend type thing all simple, because that can be difficult when it comes to certain things. But y'all get what I was getting at, my point, when I was talking about the boyfriend girlfriend relationship and comparing it to a husband and wife relationship. But anyways, yeah, you start noticing things, and y'all seem to argue about everything under the sun now. Your puppy love turns into hate towards each other. Y'all can't stand each other. You just like, okay, I'm done with you. I don't even want to be with you anymore. And you know, the thing about it is, they do say after a couple months, a person starts to show their true colors. They said the 5th to 6th month, they start to show their true colors. And as I'm saying this, I said this on another episode too, but it's actually true from experience. I even experienced it myself. Yeah, a person really do show their true colors. And then I think that's when we get into this, This whole thing where we just start to notice how the little red flags that we ignored now is coming into a bigger picture, and we like, oh yeah, I should have paid that attention in the first place or whatnot. And yeah, it's very true that at the fifth or sixth month, you really start seeing the person's true colors. And you know, by you rushing into this relationship and thinking everything was gonna be all good and stuff like that, like y'all was a perfect match, but then everything you planned for the both of you just erased out your head complete. And then you even start feeling embarrassed that you proved the people right that was telling you, oh, you was rushing into things, you should have took your time and stuff like that. Okay, it's your experience, your life, so don't let that get to you too much. But at the same time, yeah, they was trying to help you out to a certain extent. But I know there are some people that just, you know, want to put their little two cents in your business and really not as positive as they need to be, and don't direct the advice to you in the most kindest way. So I can understand why you probably wouldn't want to listen to somebody anyway. But anyways, not to focus on that too much, but yeah, the whole thing about just jumping the gun and wanting to be in a serious relationship can really affect you a whole lot. And I think that you should also learn yourself as a person and what type of person you are when it comes to relationships and liking someone. Because when you learn about yourself a little bit more, then you can pay attention more to how you react to things and how you can, you know, put things in action and how everything might possibly turn out between you and anybody that you get involved with and stuff like that. It's just a lot of factors that comes in when it comes to just being with someone else, because it's not all about you anymore. It's about a you and the other person thing, and y'all have to come together as a whole, even though y'all may be similar or maybe a little opposite from each other, but it's like you combining together as one. And that's the main thing about, you know, just being serious with somebody. You plan this whole thing where you possibly, probably more than likely, want to have a future with them and stuff like that. So I feel like if you start off in the beginning with building a solid foundation and really putting it out there what you want and what you don't want and stuff, and if y'all, you know, work together in the most positive way and the most I don't know what word that I'm looking for, but just the best way where y'all can just work things out and don't have as much as a complicated relationship. Even though, like I keep on repeatedly saying, relationships are not simple, they can be difficult, but there are some things that go on in a relationship that you can possibly avoid from happening if you, you know, start off with a healthy relationship in the beginning. Anyway, but that's basically my thoughts on just like trying to rush into a relationship. And I even made a blog post about it, so I'm gonna put the link to that blog post in the description of this episode. It's similar to this topic, like everything that I was saying, like my thoughts was a little bit similar, but it's kind of different from when I'm thinking about it on the podcast and stuff like that. Because when I wrote that article, it was a year ago, I believe, a year or two ago. So like my thought process kind of changed to a certain extent, and I was able to think deeper into the topic as I'm talking about it on this episode or whatnot. And make sure y'all interact with me on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Reflection Desk. Y'all can follow me, message me, and everything. Like, I respond back to everybody as long as you're not doing anything crazy or saying anything crazy to me or whatnot or inappropriate, then I'm cool with it. I'm very open to talking to everybody, so don't feel shy or be scared to like contact me or whatnot through social media and even answer the podcast episode question and stuff and my comments on my posts and stuff like that. But yeah, the question for this episode is, what's your opinion on rushing into relationships? How do you feel about people just jumping into a relationship without, you know, taking their time with, I guess you can say, getting to know a person or whatnot? So make sure y'all answer the question and just let me know your thoughts. And also, y'all already know I'll be back with more episodes. Bye.